AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The last former police officer convicted in state court in Minnesota for the death of George Floyd was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
In court, former Minneapolis officer Tu Tao spoke about his growth as a Christian while behind bars. He said he was distressed by Floyd's death, but denied any role in it. Tao was seen on tape holding back the crowd. The judge said he heard a lot of preaching, but was hoping for more remorse. Tao's attorney says they'll appeal. His sentence on state charges will run concurrently with his 3.5-year federal sentence. Derek Chauvin, the white former officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck as the black man said he couldn't breathe, is serving more than 20 years. I'm Julie Walker.
A worker was injured early today when an explosion set a paint manufacturing plant in a Dallas suburb afire and shot a series of fireballs into the night sky. Stormy weather across the Baltic Sea region killed at least one person and caused airport delays, suspended ferry service, and a train's partial derailment. South Korea is preparing to evacuate tens of thousands of scouts from a coastal jamboree site as a tropical storm looms. Scouting officials say the World Organization for the Scout Movement has received confirmation from the South Korean government of the early departure for all participants in the southwestern county of Buan. Pope Francis says his recovery from the latest abdominal surgery is going well. The 86-year-old says he ditched speeches during his 5-day trip to Portugal, not because he was tired or not feeling well, but to better communicate with young people. Francis was asked about his health en route home from Lisbon, where he presided over World Youth Day Festival. It was his first trip since he was hospitalized in June for 9 days, following last-minute surgery to repair an abdominal hernia and remove intestinal scar tissue. Stocks are mostly higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. A charter bus crashed in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania State Police say 3 passengers died on the scene after a charter bus carrying up to 50 people on southbound Interstate 81 in heavy rain conditions collided with an embankment, then struck a vehicle and flipped on its side. The crash happened late Sunday night in Lower Paxton Township near Harrisburg.
Coming to a scene like that, absolutely, it is horrific, but that's what we train for.
Trooper Megan Frazier talked to WHTM News Nation.
This was considered a mass casualty incident. We did have 8 ambulances that assisted with us, as well as Lifeline.
Many people were taken to the Milton Hershey Medical Center with injuries. I'm Jennifer King.
A Missouri man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison, nearly 4 decades after a woman was strangled with her body dumped in the woods. Kirby King is now in his 60s. He was questioned in 1987 about the death of Carla Jane Delcor, but was not charged. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.